I'm Jackie from Cape Town in South Africa.
Andre from Brisbane.
I'm Ben Wale from Botswana.
Jim Panton from Edinburgh in Scotland.
I'm Lisa Bracknell from Christchurch, New Zealand.
Nick Kidinji from Nairobi, Kenya.
I'm Biggie from Tel Aviv in Israel.
I'm Andy from Vancouver, Canada.
This is Harish from Bangalore in India.
I'm Brigitte Seipestein from Vrucht, the Netherlands.
I'm Dougie Nisbet from Durham in the UK. And you're listening to Run with Coach Parry.
Welcome on to this edition of Run. I'm Brad Brown, and with me today we've got our running coach, Marcus van Niekerk. You would have heard him a few weeks back here on the podcast. We introduced him to you, and we also get to introduce another one of our members of the Coach Parry online training platform and community, all the way in London, in the UK, Andrew Watt. We'll be helping Andrew put a plan in place to achieve his goals. Also coming up on today's podcast, make sure you stick around because we're going to be announcing our next winner in our Biogen Journey competition. If you're not sure what it's all about, we've been following James Hobbo Hobson's journey to the Ironman 70.3 in Durban, which is happening next June. And all thanks to Biogen, we're giving you the chance to win. All you need to do is use the hashtag Biogen Journey on social media, and we'll pick it up. And who knows, you could be a lucky winner. Win yourself 3 months access to that online training platform and community. It's worth $750, and I'll announce the winner towards the end of today's show. But enough of me yakking. Let's get to the important stuff and our chat with Andrew. Well, it's a great pleasure to welcome one of our members of our online community onto today's podcast, all the way from London in the UK, Andrew Watt. Andrew, welcome.
Thank you, Brad. Very good to be with you.
Andrew, that's not a British accent. That's a South African accent that's been transplanted into London. How did you end up there?
I came across about 18 years ago, actually, just for 1 year to do a bit of work and travel. And 18 years later, I'm here. Met my wife over here and settled down. Love London. Miss South Africa. But great opportunities over here.
I love that. Went for 1 year, stayed for 18. It kind of sounds like comrades runners. I'm only going to run one, and before you know it, you're going for a double green.
Well, I'm halfway there, apparently, so there we go.
Going back for number three, you're definitely halfway to green, Andrew. Let's talk a little bit about your running background. I mean, you're originally from South Africa. You're from Westville, so you are in comrades' backyard, so to speak. Comrades, I'm sure, was a big part of your life growing up and a big memory as a youngster.
Huge. I mean, I've lived about a kilometre off the route, just the bottom of Cowies, and just remember going down with the Scottle, watching the for breakfast on the up runs, and then down runs, going for the afternoon session, and watching all down the TV. Used to run in Cowies for training, so for me it was just it's something I've always wanted to do. I didn't think I'd get there, but eventually I've managed to get there. So huge part of my life.
You've done two now. How special was that first one? I know for me it was growing up around comrades as well. Going back and actually being part of it, surreal, isn't it?
Crazy. I mean, I cried at the start when they're singing Georgia Lawza. I cried at halfway and I cried at the finish. It was a really emotional time. And wearing Westville colours, going through Westville, the support is amazing. So it was as good as I hoped it would be. So amazing.
As far as your running background, have you always been a runner? Is it not necessarily the long stuff, but has running been part of what you do all along?
Yeah, totally. I mean, a lot of sport at school, but hated the long distance running. But then when I left school, just enjoyed 5, 10Ks, just running a lot, but nothing major. And it was only when I got to 40, my wife caused it a midlife crisis. I just wanted to try and see whether I could run a marathon. And after distance, managed to do a few of those. And then that convinced me I could maybe do a comrades. So it only is when I got to 40 I started doing the long stuff. But always have been a runner, yes.
Would you consider yourself a long-distance runner now?
Oh, without doubt. I've sold out. Sold my soul.
We've sucked him in good and proper. I love it. Andrew, I'm going to hand you over to Marcus. We've got one of our coaches from Coach Parry with us today. Marcus, I'm going to put Andrew in your hands. I know you've got a questionnaire that Andrew sent through with a bit of his running background. Are we going to try and help Andrew in the build-up to Comrades 2019?
Thank you. 100%. Andrew, welcome. Thanks
Marcus.
For putting your hand up. Just a quick few things. I've got your questionnaire here with me, and your current PBs really look good. Well done on your on your comrades for last year, the 917. Thank you. And it's really exciting to see that what you've been doing together with what's possible. If we work on the times 2.5, based on your current marathon PB, the 3:21, it does, you know, equate to more or less a 9-hour race. So, I mean, that was almost bang on. So well done on that. But with regards to your overall preparation and leading up to the race, what did you do firstly? What did you experience? And then what are your expectations moving forward? I know you said, yeah, you'd like to go for, was it a Bull Roan? Yes, I see. Yeah. So that's a Bull Roan, but moving forward, what are your thoughts? Do you have any questions regarding training, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, I have, I've spoken with Lindsay a couple of times about what could I go for? And, I seem to have a problem from my half is 1:24, my PB, but then I can't quite equate that into my marathon. My marathon is 3:13. So, and then trying to bring that into comrades, trying to extrapolate that. So I'm torn between just carrying on as I am and avoiding injury, being risk-free, or pushing as hard as I can and maybe seeing what I can actually do based on my half marathon time and maybe pushing it. So I'm caught between the two. Which way do I go? So at 46, I'm interested to know whether you might say, listen, go for it. You can maybe push it a bit more, or actually, yeah, just stick with what you got and stick with a Bill Rowan.
Yeah. So that's an interesting, question. So I never knew you didn't list here your 21K, BB. And I mean, 1:24 at someone your age is a really good time. So well done on that. But that equates to a sub-3-hour marathon. So if you go sub-3-hour marathon, that equates to, a possible silver. So I think, firstly, you've got the speed over short distances, but there seems to be a definite lack of speed endurance. So I don't know what program you're following now, but maybe it's a good thing to look at maybe a certain, we've got a whole bunch of time-based programs. Maybe consider something like a sub 330, like maybe a 3-hour marathon program, if it's not going to be too hard on your system. And if you could follow that 12-week program right up until, let's say you get a jump on that for, well, within the next week or two, take that up to somewhere in January. I don't know what the races are like in the UK at this, at that time of the year. Obviously it's not the best running weather. Maybe try and work on your speed endurance while you have the time, and then slowly but surely carry some of that speed over into where you start building on your endurance, you know, leading up to comrades. Then maybe doing a Bill Roan program would come way easier than you might think. If you manage to stay injury free and still get close to that 3-hour mark on the marathon. Look, it's not going to be an overnight thing. But luckily 12 weeks is it does give you sufficient time in order to build up for that specific run. The marathon that you did, the 3:21, when about was that?
It was 2 weeks ago.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. And would you say you were absolutely done afterwards, or was it just a good positive run?
It was a good positive run. I did an even split, so I finished very fast. So yeah, very happy with it. It was undulating. I wouldn't say it was hilly, but there were some obstacles. So yeah, it was. Everything seemed to click in, and I really finished strong. So yeah.
Okay. And tell me your. Could you have a look? Yeah. You see, I mean, a sub 40-minute 10K is also very respectable. Once again, if I take your 21K time, it works back to a 37. 41 10K split. So when last did you do the 39:54, the 10K PB that you listed?
It was like two months ago. I've got a PB about 38 minutes a couple of years ago, but the latest one was about 2 months ago.
Okay. So you're in pretty good running form at the moment.
I'm feeling good, yes. Over all my Achilles injuries and everything like that. So I feel like I've moved on to the next stage and ready for hopefully whatever comes along.
Okay, perfect. And with your lead up every year to comrades, would you say there's certain patterns that pops up every year, or certain issues or injuries in that case that usually arises and interferes with your preparation?
No, because I've done two. The first year, 2017, I had a perfect run up. Nothing happened. I did about 1600 kilometers from January to May, or to the comrades. No injuries. Couldn't have had a better one. I got an 8:54. For that, so Bill Rowan there. Unfortunately, this year, for the 2018 run, in about February, I had an Achilles injury and tendinopathy. It might have just been overtraining. And I only ended up doing about 1,100 kilometers. But surprised myself with a 9:17. So I've had two very different ones. I realize I'll probably try to overdo things this year. So, I guess in one way, I sometimes try to overtrain. I want to train on time, and it's just a case of maybe taking some rests and that kind of thing. But I'm not sure that answers, because there have been two such different preparations.
Yeah, it sounds good. Okay. And just for interest sake, did you follow a certain program leading up to this year's event, or did you go on fuel?
No, totally. Lindsay's coaches. I did the Bill Rowan program for my first comrades and the second comrades.
Okay. And did you stick to all the prescribed paces and all those, you know, specifics in the program?
Yeah, I did. I did have an Achilles injury, so I had to cut back a bit. But otherwise, totally. Pacing, I've sold into this though, long and slow rather than too fast. So I was sticking to it, yeah.
Okay. And when you gauge intensity, do you go always go on pace, heart rate? What do you use as your reference?
Pace. Yeah, I do have a heart rate monitor. So I do also try to stick to, have my certain thresholds to try to stick to. But I do just go, I try to just slow it down, and just take it nice and easy kind of thing. So mainly pace.
Okay, perfect. So moving forward, what are your, obviously you listed your goals with regards to comrades, but do you have any questions or anything that you aren't sure about? In your preparation, like I said, I think it would be a good idea if you jump on maybe the sub 3 hour marathon. By the sounds of it, you are in good enough shape to definitely try and stick to that program. Obviously one doesn't want to, you know, bring up old injuries, but you'll never know if you don't go there. So, from here, moving up to maybe to January and then from January to comrades, what are your main challenges and questions?
Yeah, well, it's great to know whether you feel I could go for it or not, and it sounds like you think I could. I have changed my running style a bit because of the Achilles. I'm using more leg drive, knee drive, where before I used to use my calves all the time. So I've changed that with the help of a physio and a bit of training, and it's working nicely. So I'm always keen to see where that takes me. I'd love to, if I could, run close to three, maybe sub 3:10 marathon, if that is good. So that would be good. And just to see how far I could push myself in terms of Bill Rowan for comrades. I am scared, if you push it, there's risk of injury. And I'm just wondering, maybe this year, I just consolidate after this Achilles from the beginning of this earlier this year, and maybe just stick to keep it simple. And then maybe in the following year, once I'm confident, then I can maybe push and follow maybe going for the quicker time. So I'm torn between the two. And it'd be interesting from your point of view, if there's anything I could do strength-wise or anything that might convince me that I should actually go for it now and see and push the limits and see what I can do. I suppose I still got a bit of mental scarring from my injury, I think.
Yeah. So my personal experience with regards to comrades is that it's definitely something that it's not. Look, obviously it's achievable, but I'm the same with you. I've got that. I don't know if it's fear or respect, but it's one of the two with regards to the race. So everything. My preparation for the last few races the two comrades that I've also done the last 2 years is the preparation's gone really well. But there comes a point in that race where you feel that everything falls apart. I mean, your PB wasn't very far off my PB. I don't know how I managed to do it, but I ran slightly faster than you over the race. But the fact is that my personal opinion is the more confident you are in your preparation, the more confident you can be going into the event. And what would be great is, look, let's say for argument's sake, you get to a 3:10 marathon before comrades next year. To run a Bill Rowan, I think it's a very realistic goal. And together with the pacing charts that we usually hand out before the race, I think it's so pinpointed and it's really accurate in terms of what you need to do, how far into the race. I mean, some, I don't know which pacing charts you usually work with, but some of the pacing charts we do supply, they literally almost break it down per kilometer. So sometimes, you know, some people find it, you know, beneficial. Some find it as a bit too much information. But to me, you sound like the perfect candidate to go for that bull run, especially based on your marathon times. It's really, really good. With regards to pushing your speed from now until January, once again, stay within what your body's capable of. Once you feel the Achilles, you know, flaring up a bit, stay away from the heel work. You know, be very cautious of certain speed sessions. But also in your preparation to next year, being the uprun, I think that's going to be your biggest challenge, is getting the necessary heel repeat sessions done without, you know, the Achilles flaring up again.
Okay. Now, I think one thing I realized that, when I was doing hill sessions earlier this year, I was doing it, I was looking for steep hill, 10% kind of stuff. And I've been reading recently, Lindsay saying, no, stay away from those things, 4-5% or 3-4% rather. And I realized that could have caused a problem. So I am going to be careful about that kind of thing. So I feel the Achilles is over now. I haven't had any pain since before the comrades. And I've been working on things. So I feel the first time now I'm feeling confident that that's over, but I do have to be careful. And I am aware of it. If I'm a little bit more wise and careful, I'll be okay. One thing I'm good at, if someone says follow this program, I do follow it. I trust Lindsay's programs. I trust his advice for the comrades, take it slow, then, don't go out too fast. So I'm quite good at that. I have no confidence in my own ability. I'd rather concentrate on somebody who knows what they're talking about. So I will listen to that. I guess it's just a case of seeing what the body says, really.
Yeah, for sure. Just a question from my side. The off-road marathon that you're aiming for in March next year, what is that about?
Okay, so it's just I did it 2 years ago for prep for the comrades. It's a very hilly race along the Sussex coast, and I chose it because it's very hilly, and I wanted to get some hill training in for comrades. So I think I did a 4:09 marathon last time for it. So I go slowly, but I use it as a hill training because it is a lot of ups and downs. So it's off-road, but it's trail. It's not like hectic scrambling or anything. It's more trails. That's basically a very hilly that I want to use for preparation for comrades, but nice and easy.
Okay. Well, perfect. Sounds like a cool race to do. I misread it. I thought you said your target for that race was at 8:30, and I thought to myself, okay, that's going to be a tough one.
I misled you there. No. 4 hours kind of thing. Just take it nice and easy as a training run, basically.
Okay. Perfect. Yeah, I mean, it's quite interesting. When I initially started training when I started with Lindsay as an athlete, I also thought when it says heel session, look for the one that looks like a staircase to heaven and just ramp it up. Immediately I picked up issues, whether it was in my feet or my Achilles, it's just not good. So like you said it yourself, Lindsay's also stated it many times in the forum before, 4-5% is your go-to number. It's also about the pace that you do it at. So ideally you want to do it at about 10 to 15 seconds slower than your 5K race pace, or more or less, or that's per kilometer, or at your 10K race pace. That would be the ideal thing, and take an easy jog down. Give your body sufficient time to recover, keep an eye on your heart rate. And then, when you get to the bottom, just do it again.
Yeah. Now I also, I do, outdoor, circuit training. So high impact. High intensity impact training. Now, okay. I use that as my strength training sometimes. Now, that's a lot of core, a lot of sprints, just very good for like all over body and that kind of thing. Now, I always wonder, is that better than hills, or is hills better than that? Would you have any, and that's for an hour a week. I'm just wondering if you think that'd be a good substitute or not.
Just if you can elaborate more on that, I'd appreciate it. Sorry, is it quite a lot of weight training as well for your body, or what is it?
No weight training. So it's all core and press ups, sit ups, squats, lunges, sprints, shuttle sprints, sometimes a bit of boxing. So it's a whole mixture of sometimes it's more cardio, so more running, and sometimes it's more core work. So, but no weights involved and anything like that. But like a boot camp, really.
Yeah, so it does sound it does sound like a good workout. It sounds like a good overall, you know, addition to fitness. But I'd still definitely get to those heel sessions, you know, psychologically as well. But physically, you know, you're definitely going to benefit more from doing heel specific sessions or heel repeat sessions as opposed to that training. Yes, it's good. You know, the sprints is good for your explosive power and stuff like that. But overall, you want that stimulation for specific heel training, or your body needs it.
Yeah. And how many sessions, like how many sprint sessions would you suggest a week? Is it one, or can I fit in two? So hills and maybe the circuit training, or hill, two lots of hills. How would you split it up for the week?
Yeah. So it's a bit of a double-edged sword, this one. Firstly, between now and January, I'd say, you know, see how, if you're keen on going for that PB, well, improving your 20 of your 42K PB, just keep an eye on how your body reacts to a speed session or a heel session and one of those, the high-intensity impact training sessions. And to me, obviously, the intensity running session is priority, seeing that you've got certain, you know, goals set out with regards to comrades and improving certain PBs. But for me, I'd say heel training also does have its place in preparation. So obviously next year you'll see on our time-based programs that there will be only one heel session in a week. That is sufficient. I don't think your legs really need to have way more than that, but it doesn't mean you need to stop the other, because it sounds like a good all-round, you know, general strength workout session, which is also good. You know, you can never go wrong with some core, some squats. All those do add to your overall fitness and performance on race day.
Yeah. Okay. So I mean, I do 5 days a week, so I guess I don't want to substitute a run for a strength. I mean, do you add in another session, a sixth day? Or do you sort of almost cut one out? Do you stick to 4 days of running and 1 day of hill training?
Is it currently 3 days? Well, 4 days of running and one of the high intensity impact sessions.
Yeah. Okay. That's it. Yeah.
Look, my personal suggestion would be is for now, I think it's fine. For now, the five day week is fine. Once you get to a place where you feel that you can benefit from a fifth session, or from a fourth running session, definitely go there. In my 2 years of preparation for the race is I usually run about on average 5 days a week. And by adding another run session, you can only benefit from it, as opposed to, you know, dropping the hit session or, you know, the specific speed training session or speed running session. But I'd say, especially in your preparation for comrades next year, if your body is okay with it, if your body copes with adding another session in the week, I'd say there's no issue with that.
Okay, as long as it's like nice, easy pace and nothing too crazy.
For sure. Yeah, aerobic training, especially for comrades preparation, is one of the biggest contributing factors that'll help you on race day. Easy running is easy, one of the most underestimated training sessions that people can do.
I've been converted. I mean, for my marathon a few weeks ago, I was running at 5:10, 5:20 a kilometer, and then on the race day it was 4:46. So I'm so converted about this aerobic training, and so I think Lindsay's got it spot on there, and it just takes the pressure off. But for some reason, it gets you going for the faster thing. So I'm definitely, at one point a few years ago, I was like, no, this doesn't work for me, but definitely something that I think is an amazing, amazing way of doing it. So yeah, I'm definitely converted.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, just to add to your statement there, in my first preparation for comrades, I started. I also did Ironman, and I took some time off. And I think I started in October or November 2016, and I went 100% on heart rate. And I'd run at about 5:25 per kilometer pace at 648 beats. Sometimes, you know, it'd go up to 140, 151. So generally I was working on the Dr. Phil Maffetone's method of 180 my initial age. And what I got to was, it was interesting to see, because that was October, November, at an average pace of 5:25. And I'll never forget the last run Lindsay and I did before the race. And we ran really comfortable. My heart rate was at 142 beats per minute. And I ran comfortably, obviously based on my heart rate as well, I ran comfortably at 440 per kilometer. And I'll tell you what, I did very, very, very little speed sessions. I only focused on heart rate running. So it just goes to show you, if you consistently train at the right intensity, on an aerobic basis, I can guarantee you there's so many benefits there.
No, totally. And it just takes the risk out of injuries and that kind of stuff as well. But I think what we're going to do, I'm going to just see how the body feels, and push myself as much as I can, but not too much. And if I have to just give up those ideas of PBs and that, that's fine. Most important thing is being able to run and be able to carry on running for years to go kind of thing. So it's a goal of mine to do PBs and to, get Bill Rowe and that kind of stuff. But I also want to listen to the body. So I appreciate that, your advice in that regard. And it's a case of just seeing and listening to the body and not being silly. I'm not a young spring chicken anymore. So I have to maybe see that those days are over and maybe just listen to the body more than I would be.
Yeah. Look, Andrew, just in summary, if your training is right, I can guarantee you this. If you run at the right intensities when you need to do easy runs and you follow a specific pacing on, let's say for argument's sake, you do play around with a sub 3-hour marathon plan. Your PB on a marathon, sure, it's 3 minutes off mine, but your 21K PB is 3 minutes faster than mine. Okay. And I managed to do 8:47 this year at Comrades with 800 kilometers less on my legs than last year. Okay. So if you make sure that you do, sufficient easy runs, but you also stick to the pacing on, once again, let's use the sub 3-hour marathon program. If you work hard in your quality sessions, but you recover well and also do your easy runs easy enough for your body to know that it's an easy session, you recover faster and all those good things, I can guarantee you that Bill Rowan is more than realistic. It's a more than realistic target for yourself.
That's amazing. Thanks. That really gives me confidence.
Cool. 100%.
Andrew, it sounds like you are well on track, mate. Things are working out quite nicely. You're a very active member of the Coach Parry online community as well. We love having you in the forums. Just in summary, your sort of experience of what we're doing over at Coach Parry and that training platform?
Loving it. I love data. So I'm loving the schedule and seeing all the reds become greens and all that kind of stuff. And it's mate. And the forums are lovely. I really enjoy reading other people's comments and that kind of thing. So I'm loving the new one. And this one-on-one kind of opportunity is really amazing. So thank you very much.
Yeah, we've made some big changes over the last few years, and this is something that we've been thinking about for a while. It's taken a hell of a lot of work, but we're pretty excited, and hearing feedback from guys like you who are actually using it in the trenches obviously fires us up even more to keep going and make even more improvements.
Yeah, no, I feel privileged to be part of it. So from the beginning, so it's really great. So keep up the good work.
Andrew, if someone's sitting on the fence, I mean, we've got lots of people that listen to this that aren't members, and we'd obviously love to help them become. I mean, what would you say to somebody sitting on the fence thinking about maybe potentially joining?
I think that for me, the main thing is the plans, the programs. As I was saying, I'm so converted by Lindsay's methodology for the aerobics and consistency and so just joining that and then just using the platform to monitor that, I think it's fantastic. Such a visual way of seeing things. And for me, it makes such a difference visually seeing how I'm going. So I would say definitely go for it. And all the forums and that. I would say if you want to take your running forward get those PBs, definitely go for it.
Cool. Well, Andrew, thank you very much for that. We really do appreciate it. Thank you for your time today. Best of luck in the build-up. And I know you're coming out to South Africa at the end of the year for a bit of a holiday with the family, some sunshine away from the doom and gloom and greyness of London in December. Hopefully we can touch base while you're here and possibly get a few runs in.
Fantastic, Brad. I really appreciate it. And thanks for asking me onto this audio.
Thank you very much to Andrew and Marcus for that chat. I hope you enjoyed it. And before we announce today's winner in our Biogen Journey competition, I just want to give you a heads up. Next week, Wednesday, we have got an absolute doozy of a podcast for you. You're not going to want to miss this one. It is one of the most phenomenal stories that we've been able to share here on the podcast. Literally going from cancer to comrades and running comrades in the middle of chemo. So going for comrades number 8 next year as well. And we're going to put a plan together for him. So make sure you join us again next week. If you aren't subscribing to the podcast in your favorite podcast player, do so. So you don't miss that episode. Okay. You can do it in iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, whatever your podcast app of choice is. Make sure you hit subscribe. And while you're at it, leave us a review on iTunes. And or on whatever platform you use, it really helps us get in front of more athletes like you, and we get to share some incredible stories. But before I go, if you want to win yourself 3 months access to the Coach Parry online training community, all you need to do is use the hashtag Biogen Journey, okay? On socials, whether it's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, whatever, we'll pick it up. And one lucky winner every single week will win 3 months access to the platform. It's worth $750. And today, it is off Instagram, and it's a letter who is our lucky winner. Pete Fumi is her Twitter, is her Instagram handle. And she basically posted, recovery run, still feeling the Saturday marathon on my legs. Well, Aletta, congratulations. You've just won yourself 3 months access to the Coach Parry online training platform for using that hashtag Biogen Journey. She ran Carp's Whip this past weekend. If you did too, congratulations. Yeah, if you took part in Soweto or New York or whatever marathon you ran, I hope it went well. Let us know. And we look forward to catching up with you, Aletta, in the middle of that Coach Parry online training platform. If you want to find out more about it and become part of one of the most active communities of runners, triathletes, and cyclists on the net, you can get yourself training programs, access to all of the Coach Parry training programs, as well as our 5 Coach Parry coaches. All you need to do is head over to coachparry.com/join. That's coachparry.com/join. You can get all the details there. Until next week, from myself, Brad Brown, it's cheers.